some doors should remain closed. That was the note I found on my own door when I returned home one evening months ago. That door, of course, has been pried open. Why do we put up doors to begin with? For secrecy in an age of ever-eroding privacy? To keep our private lives safe in our own sights in hopes that if we don't talk about it, maybe no one will know? I don't know how much time I have. Someone else knows this tape is missing. This is an original. Older. Archaic, really. You can hear the edits as they cut the tape together. I don't know who gave this to me. I don't even really know what it means yet. But this is a tape I was told didn't exist. This is a story that deserves to be heard. For your listening pleasure, I give you UVB76-MI727.
The Moral Influx Company, a place for discovery.
Who's there?
Corey Hannigan, is it? All right, then. Ma'am, I am Agent Morris with the Moral Influx Company from the Collective's Outreach Department. We spoke last week after your release.
I remember.
May I come in then, ma'am? Tea? Coffee, if you have it.
Sorry, no, I don't drink coffee. The caffeine keeps me awake.
How are you doing with your transition into new society, Hannigan?
I think it is going. It's getting a little easier. I'm adjusting to having more space. It's...
Are you nervous?
I'm just afraid of sounding ungrateful. I appreciate everything the Collective has done for me, but this is hard. The world is so much bigger than I ever thought my world has ever been. It's this huge, giant world, and there are so many people, and they all know me, and... It's all just been a lot to take in, but it'll be fine, I'm sure.
I think it will be as well. The world is big. Our society is big. You are very right about that, but only because it is so full of opportunity.
Yes, Agent Morris.
Do you know why I'm here today, Hannigan?
We talked about it at your station, that this is the social audit?
Precisely. The next step in your integration into new society.
It wasn't even a week ago.
How do you feel about that?
I just got into this new freaking world, and it makes me so nervous to step out again so quickly. I don't know if I'm ready.
There is nothing to be ready for. The audit is a common experience every citizen must go through, and it has a perfect success rate. We make every single person take a look at the world as it would be had they never been born. A fundamental part of collective ideology.
The perspective of the greater good, the needs of the many. I remember the brochure.
Very good, Hannigan. But I will be needing that brochure back at the end of this.
I need an extension or a continuation. These have to be extreme circumstances. It's hardly fair. Most people get 16 years before you come in and...
Yes, protocol does say this is typically done on a citizen's 16th birthday. But you're 22. In our eyes, it's unfair you've had to wait this long.
I can't believe all these people came to watch you do this. Just because I was born somewhere else?
You're the first person born outside of New Society in over 20 years. People are very curious as to what that means. Everyone's watching, and the Collective wants everyone to know that this changes nothing. Which means business as usual. Today is the day for your audit.
And what if I were to refuse?
You can't refuse. You make the people nervous. People are only nervous when they don't feel safe. The collective needs to assure the people they are safe. You cannot refuse. Will you help us ease your people?
Okay, I'm ready then.
Your cooperation is appreciated, Hannigan.
Could you just please call me Corey?
Can't do that, Hannigan. Are you ready to go out there?
I am. Hannigan!
Agent Morris, case number MI-727, code name, participation is mandatory. The following is my final report. Corey Hannigan is 22 years of age, yet still a child. She was born and raised in a 20-square-foot resistance bunker. Believed to be the only child amongst her clan, Hannigan appeared at the edge of the northern wall, calling for medical assistance, and, after examination, was approved for trial acceptance into new society. I am to conduct and complete her social audit. She must see what the world would be like had she never existed, to prove she has the emotional maturity to understand the perspective of our collective whole. Please turn the tape over to continue. Are you better?
Sorry, I'm not used to all the people.
I have to include passing out or fainting in my report.
I know, I'm sorry,
Who are you apologizing to right now?
What?
Who do you keep saying you're sorry to? I know it's not me. I'm your guide, nothing else. If you fuck this up, it affects you. Is any part of that unclear?
No, Agent Morris. Where are we going?
We missed it.
The festival?
The whole thing. The actual first day, we overshot it, but how?
Does that mean you made a mistake?
No. We are right where we are supposed to be. Today is the day. It just happened earlier in this timeline.
Wait, what does that mean? Is the whole thing over?
We are seeing a tangential universe, right? One where the main difference was that you were never born. Your lack of existence helped contribute to the collective starting about half a month earlier.
That's good.
Good? It's the first time I've ever seen this. It's incredible. The whole calendar starts 2 weeks earlier now. I wonder what else has changed.
This has never happened before?
No. I was very clear about that.
So, what was I supposed to see?
Joy. You were supposed to see how happy the original members of our new society were that day. The smiles that never left their faces because they were ecstatic to be a part of something so much bigger, so much greater than any of their individual lives could have been at any time. It's a reminder to the participant that we chose to be here, so now we get to choose who remains.
And the only major difference is that I wasn't born?
Your repetitive questions are unproductive.
It's just very powerful. I somehow stopped those 2 weeks from happening. Little old me, I don't know if I want to see anymore.
You know that is not an option.
I don't think that it's good that I am. And I like...
All right, listen to me. And I mean really listen to me. You need to stop now. It's a give and take. Things are going to be different. You have to stay open to these experiences.
Easy for you to say. You get to go back no matter what.
And if you want to come with me, then I suggest calming down. Things are expected of your behavior.
What if it's too much?
Then do better. I cannot help you unless you show that you are emotionally mature. Do you understand?
Yes, Agent Morris.
Hannigan? Really think about it for a second. Do you understand?
I do. I'm ready. Ugh, what's that blue glow?
I'm not seeing any blue.
Not now, when we travel. It's like a flash each time before we land.
Probably just your eyes adjusting.
So you don't see it.
My eyes adjust more quickly than yours.
But you must still see something.
Focus! We are waiting here for another group. We can't miss them.
A group like us?
Like you, in a way.
I think I understand this greater good stuff better than you give me credit for. You know, we talked about the greater good all the time in the bunker. The adults talked about all kinds of decisions. I remember that.
Decisions they were making against the collective?
I don't know. Decisions they were making as a group. There was one time that we opened the bunker door. They talked about that a lot.
Were they keeping something in or out?
A couple people were sick. And then their skin started changing colors. One lady started coughing up blood. They talked a lot about what to do. In the end, we opened the door and they all left.
How much longer should we be waiting on whatever this is?
Should have already happened by now.
What was going to happen when the other people got here?
A rather violent fight.
And we were going to watch it?
That was the plan. Show the kind of terror that exists outside the walls.
Does someone break in?
A handful of resistors demanding medical attention and entry.
Were they let in?
They didn't really ask. Found this part of the wall that was having work done on it, killed the whole crew, squeezed through the hole. But the collective stopped them from leaving the area. They never reached the general public.
Why did they let me in? Why me? After those people?
I don't know. Why did you come to the wall, Hannigan?
Are we gonna watch that?
Can't. You weren't born here.
I didn't actually think it would be there. I was just so thirsty. I had been walking around for almost 3 days. I hadn't seen anything living. I remember waking up that morning, staring out at the endless red horizon. That night, I decided I was going to start drinking my own urine. I thought it was going to be the only way for me to survive, but when I tried, I couldn't. Nothing came out. I was thinking back to all the times that first day I just went to the bathroom and wasted it right into the ground without thinking twice. I got so mad my routine was going to cost me my life. I thought it was over. I started wandering towards what looked like a giant castle. I figured it was an illusion or something. It was something nice to walk towards. I wonder if someone else tried to leave the bunker.
Are you going to be okay?
Stay away from me!
I can't do that.
Why would you make someone go through that? Anyone? How does that help?
I didn't know what we were walking into.
I thought you were in charge. Isn't this whole trip under your command?
It's under MI and Outreach. I am a guide to assist you on your own personal discovery.
My personal discovery of my dead, rotting family!
You suggested we come here. This is outside of the records we keep.
They were down there. The people from my story, the sick people. They never left. Why wouldn't they leave? That's why everyone died. They got sick.
It's a shame when people cannot see their place in the greater purpose.
Well, that's not it. I guess they just didn't choose to leave last time either. The adults kicked them out. They kicked them out into the unknown wasteland because they had a weak child in the room. Me. I was the reason they cast those people off to their deaths.
They weren't good people, if that brings you any comfort.
How can you know that?
I recognize them. Everyone goes to the southwest corner on this trip. The reason they broke in was because they needed medical assistance. I recognized a few of them down there.
I'm nervous, Agent Morris.
Why is that?
Because this cannot be good. It cannot be good for me that all of these things are happening, right? I'm sure that the collective is able to see past small inconveniences that their loyalty costs. But all of this, how can you expect me to believe that this is going to work out for me? And I caused those people's deaths. I'm not a good person.
Good is irrelevant, Corey. We are focusing on right. The people in that bunker made the right choice for you because they knew it was the right choice. The right choice is hard, but a community should be able to make the hard choices.
What did you just call me?
Wouldn't you agree that the needs of the many should outweigh the needs of the few?
Yes, my existence has been proven to be extraneous.
Participant Corey Hannigan was able to understand the unfair burden her existence was placing on our society. She voluntarily chose to remain in a timeline without her birth for the benefit of the collective she loves so much. A storybook ending. So fitting that it never even actually happened. Participation is Mandatory is a classic tale for collective children to understand the importance of obedience, self-sacrifice, and collective good. No conclusion tape was deemed necessary for this file. Please direct any questions to upper management. Agent Morris reporting. Mr. S., this company has done right by me, and I stand by the work we do here. But I know that was not the tape I turned in last month. I believe my work has been doctored. Do you know anything about this? Thank you.
Morris, the accusations you are making against this company are quite severe. The very idea of us being capable of this moral ambiguity as pillars of righteousness in this society is alarming, to say the least. Though I will be out of the office for some time, I will have someone look into it.
Know that they are not accusations I make lightly. I would like to be kept abreast of developments. Been a few weeks. Still nothing. Would love an update.
Mr. S. is currently out of the office and will respond to your query upon his return.
You were responding from out of the office before. What's changed now?
I looked into your field report, and not your best work, I might add. Found there to be no foul play. You've been with MI for 10 years. Why are you expressing yourself like this? Is the current workload too high volume for you?
I have never had a problem with work volume, and the mere suggestion that I might is insulting. If my work is being doctored after I sign off on it, I cannot stand by and risk my integrity.
How did you come to be a part of our family here, Morris?
I do not see the relevance of that question in my situation.
How did you come to the position you currently hold at MI? Same way most auditors do. You took placement tests, and IQ tests, and relatability seminars. My question for you is, what was it you hoped to do with this job?
The collective knows what it needs. I do not hope for anything more out of this position than to help the collective.
In my time, we picked our own careers. Before order. Children decided that the world needed more personal claims attorneys or high school drama teachers. With no regard for what would actually make it better, it was all about personal dreams, personal fulfillment. You and I are lucky to be a part of something so much bigger than ourselves. The point I was trying to steer you towards is that you did not choose this occupation. We chose you. Don't try and throw your weight around with me, because I assure you, you have none to throw.
The work is bigger than either of us. It needs to be treated with that kind of respect. There has been a change here. Work is being doctored. You seem to be turning a blind eye. Perhaps the change has been in you.
You are being paranoid, unproductive, and wasting company time on imaginary crimes. I'll chalk it up to stress, and I expect you to drop the matter. Between you and me, these are not the kind of questions you are allowed to ask.
I will not continue my audits until this case is resolved.
This message is to inform Agent Morris, effective immediately of your termination from MI. Before departure, we need a written report on all open case files. Do not remove any materials from this building. Thank you for your time.
This is former Agent Morris, reporting from inside my car. I'm outside the former residence of Corey Hannigan, a subject for my last report. A blue light has appeared in the window of the residence. She is not listed as the owner, nor is she listed as ever existing, but in the house I knew to be hers, a blue light shines. I'm looking at her house from just over 60 yards out. The light is pouring into the streets, bathing the collective officials outside. Crowds have formed all around the barricades. People are trying to see what is happening. I took them. I took all of my tapes. I've been hiding out, just going over it again and again and again and again and again and again. And it still doesn't make any sense. The ending, it doesn't fit. I have edited a lot of conclusions, and endings are a hard thing to force. You can feel it when it happens. It's abrasive. They are hiding something at the Grayscale, and I don't know what. It's crazy. But I think Corey might be in there. And if she is, then I might be able to make contact. Where is she?
There is no past employment file for an agent named Morris. I don't know who edited the footage. I believe whoever it was removed the names and other snippets. I don't know what will happen next, but I will not be silenced. Morris said endings have to be earned. I don't know what kind of story I've been a part of so far, but I'm ready to shit. No. No, no, no! No! The people grabbing me, they're